After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin. What's up, guys? We are here live for the Love & Hip Hop Atlanta After Show, and as you guys can see, we have a special guest today. We have Cheyenne Robinson joining us. Hey, girl, we are so happy that you are here with us. How have you been? How is quarantine treating you?
I've actually been doing amazing. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show. I've just been enjoying life.
Girl, as we all are trying to do.
Not stopping anything from me.
Period.
Okay.
So, of course, as always, we have a jam-packed show. We're going to break down the episode. Tonight's episode was crazy, so we're going to talk about that. And then we're going to dive right in and just catch up with Cheyenne. We were supposed to have Carly Red on, too. Hopefully, she'll chime in later. So if you're watching, put your questions in the chat, and we'll be answering them along with whatever we have to ask Cheyenne, too. So, okay, let's go ahead and just get into the episode. What were y'all overall thoughts on what went down tonight? I mean, the episode was entitled Shut It Down, and they literally shut it down. What was your thoughts? Ebony, you start.
Yes, I have to say this episode definitely shut it down. There was so much drama. I know Elgin, I was watching and I was like, I know Elgin's happy about all of this drama and the fighting and the hair pulling and the wig tossing and the whole thing. It was crazy. It was insane. I loved it. I loved every second of it. But what was going on with Akbar tonight? I was just really confused.
Listen, Akbar was ready. She was on 10. She was going for everybody that had something against her this episode, this season, clearly. It was a lot. What was your overall thoughts, Alfie?
Thought it was amazing. I was very intrigued on the levels of relationships in this one. I mean, I have to say there's points where I could see myself in Akbar's shoes, and I've had people come against me and I said, you know what? Sometimes you got to be a fighter. And I think there's other sides to the story too that are very important. So I can't wait for us to dive into it. You know what I'm saying? Hi. Such a pleasure to meet you, pretty thing, from the show. Young fans,
no flirting.
Yeah,
it's
you know
interview,
what I'm saying?
Albie.
All that jazz. Over here, salute.
Elgin, what were your thoughts on tonight's episode?
Yeah, it was a little bit too much drama for me. I ain't gonna lie.
What?
You know,
Love and Hip Hop is never too much drama.
Yeah, I'm just on my Zen time, you know, in quarantine, reading my little audio books, and I cut on the TV to see like 8 people brawling. And then what kind of like had me discombobulated was like, okay, the levels of relationships with these people, like these people cool, but then they fighting, and then this one fighting this one, but then this one cool again. Like it was just too much going on the screen at once for me. So
To catch you up, Cheyenne, I know you said you've seen like bits and pieces of this episode. So pretty much, you know, our girl Spice had her launch party for her lashes line and all her other hair and beauty stuff that she has going on. And Akbar was fighting, Lifey and Keisha came and fought. Everybody was fighting. And you've been with these ladies. So, I mean, does this come to a surprise to you, or just how do you, with how they all rolled together, were you expecting this to happen?
I mean, I knew that it was going to come to some point where Keisha and Akbar was going to see each other and it was not going to be a pretty situation. One thing I always say is that, you know, you don't want to throw rocks and hide your hand at the end of the day. You know, Akbar had a valid point of why she was mad when she explained, you know, the situation on why she actually came at her. So, you know, a person always, it's always a reaction for every action that's taking place. So I just feel like, you know, she stood up for herself and, you know, stood up for what she thought. I mean, everybody want to be the queen of something. So at the end of the day, they both want to be the queen of Atlanta.
Okay, so how do y'all feel about, we kind of talked about it too, but just like, do y'all think this queen of Atlanta or just the queen of whatever, is that played out? Should we keep that going? Or is it just like senseless beef? I don't know. What do y'all think about that?
I think it's senseless. Me, honestly, I think it's a senseless beef because actually it's enough money for everybody to make out here in Atlanta, in the world. And, you know, I just want to see women like uplifting women. It's not always about who's better and, you know, whose side this person should be on. It should never be about, you know, like, again, who's better than who. Everybody, they both rappers. They're both trying to perfect their craft at the end of the day. It's just like, you know, get out there and get your money. Don't put the next person down about it while doing it.
Yeah. I love that response. Agree. Yeah. It's just, so look, it's so positive, and that's what we need in this time. So, okay, let's just get back into the episode. So with the fight, it was a lot of, in my opinion, it was a lot of picking. I mean, we know that Akbar and Shekinah didn't have, you know, the best relationship. And we just know this. And, you know, Carly kind of like brought them back together to just introduce them. And she's like, oh, yeah, you know, let's reintroduce you guys, even though we know they had things in the past. So how did y'all feel about that whole setup? Like, do you think that could have, that whole argument could have been prevented if that wasn't initiated from the beginning? Elgin, what do you think?
Yeah. I feel like if you know people beefing, then you probably shouldn't invite them to the same space, because you ought to know that the result, like, if it's up there, the beef is, like, there, you probably shouldn't have both people in the same space. And I feel like that was, you know, the only result that was going to come out of that. You know, Shekinah and Akbar, they don't see eye to eye. You, Spice, you know, sat there at the other reunions, you know, them going at it. So she probably shouldn't have brought them in the same space.
What do you think, Ebony?
Well, I mean, you would think, I just feel like everyone was on 10 in the episode. So
I think Keisha said specifically she was on 10. Like, everybody,
which was crazy to me. I was like, wait, what, you just got here? Why are you on 10? Hold on.
Listen, like, energy is real. And she felt it and she was ready when she came here.
Yes. I was like, the whole time I was watching, I was like, Tyra is loving this. Like, Keisha is back. Okay.
That's my girl.
Right. I don't know. I just felt like everyone was on 10. You didn't need, I think Carly needed to just sit down this episode. I don't think she needed to even be trying to reintroduce anyone, just because it was too much drama going on to begin with.
Yeah. Okay, Alfie, how do you feel about, just let's think about just Spice and putting ourselves in her shoes. She's trying to, you know, show her business off, bringing all her girls together, and then, you know, she ends up fighting because everybody is ruining, you know, what she's set up. So, I mean, just like, how do you feel about that? Just you trying to, as us all trying to pursue our dreams and, you know, just trying to get one step ahead, and we constantly get knocked down by senseless drama.
All right. So I have to explain tiers of stuff in order for me to get to that, which at the end of the day, you're right. Everyone should have been on their P's and Q's just for the situation at hand. I don't know what the relationship is with Carly Red and Homegirl, but I felt like it's one of them. It was a very touchy situation because of her past and that she went through what she went through as a child. And that represents something that everybody should adhere to. At the same time, their situation was like the adult version of her doing something to Carly, probably taking her man or something like that. And then they got into that situation that made things weird. And then it ended up being that Carly looked really bad because she came at her and she so happened to have a pass. And then Carly decided to spin it and make the other girls fight because she knew they had history. So she manipulated them to get into something that always was premeditated. And then they got into what they got into. Akbar was in a situation where at that point she already... these are different tiers of fights that came to a head, and I think Akbar was a victim in a way because of Carly, because she set it up, and everything was messed up as far as you know, the whole event. But at the same time, those were things that were going to come to a head. They just happened to come to head at the same time. But that was a lovely tear of beautiful excellence of I'm against you, you against me. And then Akbar got to a situation where she had to throw hands. It was too much of a setup. I loved it as far as cinematography, but it was you know what I'm saying? Yeah, a nice little ratchet fest that I understood. Yeah. I was like, man, that's deep.
Cheyenne, what did you think about how do you feel about what Tyra was asking when it comes to, you know, Spice was kind of get her business together and it got ruined.
Like,
I mean,
for instance, you're a realtor. Like, we know you were going through all of that, and say you had a house opening or whatever, and you was trying to sell this house and all your girls came, and then it just went into shambles like that. Like, how would you have handled that? Would you have broke out fighting like how Spice did?
So, you know, you got to, in certain situations, when, as if it was myself and it was my event, you got to keep it classy at all times when it has something to do with you and the spotlight is on you, because at the end of the day, this event is your event. So you want to represent yourself and hold a standard, regardless if they are fighting or whatnot, which I feel like at the end of the day, if it was Carly Rae who told them to come or whatever, whoever said to come, they were being messy. Simple as that. You were being messy. At the end of the day, if you know Shekinah and Akbar is not getting along, why invite all of these women to an event and they not getting along to try to make them speak? Carly was definitely being messy.
Right. I feel like they were like dangling a carrot in front of them and being like, don't eat it. Like, come to this event with all these people that you hate, but don't fight. And it was like,
but don't fight. Don't bring it up.
Right.
No. Possible. They definitely wanted to fight. That's what that was. It was like, that's plain as day. A fight wanted to happen at that time. So, but I definitely feel like, you know, Spice shouldn't have got out of character and started fighting, you know, because, you know, now you're stooping down to that level.
Right.
Yeah. Word. Well, I mean, she was able to perform her song and she got to have a little bit of her night, but it was just very unfortunate that it ended that way. And just speaking of endings, we saw in this episode also like how the production ended with the coronavirus and how you guys completely just had to like shut down. So I wanted to ask, like, how was the news brought to you? Like, we kind of saw briefly on the show, but can you kind of talk about just like how that affected you and your time on the show?
Well, we had, you know, the whole season. We had nine episodes, and then we still, I think, had probably like 12 more, something like that, more episodes to go. I mean, it definitely did end like pretty dramatically. We weren't able to finish filming. So it was just a lot of different things that should have been talked about or even settled wasn't able to happen just because of just the way things happen. So, I mean, everything just all happened at one time. It's like, we had to do green screens from home just so we could all be safe and we can actually be able to tell the story. We weren't able to actually go into the office to be able to do certain things, and everything just kind of stopped. So, I mean, we all are at a, like, just a halt until further notice.
Right. Look, it sounds like everybody.
Right. I mean, and speaking of things ending or maybe settling, do you feel like your situation with Shooter or and Kiomi is settled, or do you still feel like there's beef that needs to be hashed?
Well, think about it. I'm a boss. I'm a boss. I'm not an IG model. I have a real career. So I don't necessarily say that me and her have anything to say. One thing I don't like is that, you know, the negativity or always trying to speak down on a woman. You know, I'm so for women empowering women. Like, you never once hear me just kind of like going off, you know, talking about her and, you know, trying to down her, because that's not something that I do. I know what I hold and how I carry myself and what I have going on. So I ain't never been insecure about anything about myself. So when women talk about other women and that be the first thing that they kind of talk about, oh, you know, this, your weird ass bang. Yeah, but my weird ass bang check this bank account at the end of the day.
You talk about the bank. Period. Period.
Hey. I'm riding a Porsche. It's paid for. Okay, I own my house. Like, let's talk about facts. We're not gonna sit up there and let's talk about the way you see a person and what this person looked like and the negative things. Let's talking about, you know, let's just talk about what I did. I left a man to actually pursue my career. That's what I wanted
right.
to do. And I knew that it was taking time to kind of, you know, it was a, I'm not going to say a distraction, but that's something that I really wanted. Like, I really wanted mm-hmm. to pursue real estate. And I knew that I wasn't focused because I was, you know, worried about other different things. So not only was that one situation that I had to kind of say, okay, well, you know what, I got to kind of leave this alone first. But it was, you know, everything. Like, I stopped going out. I wasn't drinking. I was fasting. I did a lot of different things just to kind of make sure that I was preparing myself for greatness at the end of the day. So,
amen. You know, that's
my only thing, like, you know, yeah. with that situation. So it ain't necessarily that I need some closure. It'll come at that time. I can't necessarily speak on what happens in the future, but what y'all seen is what actually that's what we have. But yeah, that's the only thing I don't necessarily like. I don't like when a woman puts somebody down and then, you know, always got something to say. And it's like, you know, I'm really about that action.
Clearly, girl. And we saw it. Taylor J in our live chat, she agreed with everything you said. She responded with 5 fire emojis. So she was all about what you had to say, Cheyenne.
Yes.
You were
in tunnel vision, like you were in grind mode, and you shouldn't have to apologize for the time you took to build yourself as a woman. Like you said, you're not an Instagram model. You out here trying to get your paper legitly, and we can't do anything but respect you for that. I think that's what we really
about. I want to say one thing.
We did.
So with the situation with me and him, you constantly hear him say it. You took off, you know, you took time off. You took 5-6 months off, which you know, that is the case. The problem that I had was that when we did get back together, and you know, like I said, all bets are on the table. You're gonna go ahead and mm-hmm. let me know what's going on with you, as versus I'm gonna let you know what's going on with me. And then, you know, when I was trying to get those answers, it wasn't enough for me, because it's like one minute you're telling me you love me, but then I see you coming in here with this girl, and it's like your whole attitude is totally different. I'm like, I don't know this person. And I never had an issue with Kiyomi, but your mouth is too motherfucking slick. I don't play.
Yeah, it was slick.
I got a question.
What's up, Aki?
My question is, when your mama snitched on you and she was talking about the other guys you was talking to, were those situations gone? Or was it situations where they were still particularly could be relevant?
Well, we're going to say this. Mama always say things because she always want to be a little messy. But in a situation, no. Like I said, when we got back together, all bets were on the table. It, you know, it is what it is. I'm not that person that you can't say, oh, well, you didn't ask me about it. No, because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it real with you.
So Alfie,
was he questioning you like that?
Huh?
Was he questioning you about your past like that? What's going on with you? Or was it a one-sided thing where you just the only one questioning him about what's going on?
Well, no, it's not a one-sided thing. I just, the questions come about when it's brought to you in your face. Like, I'm not a person that's going to necessarily just be prowling. I don't do that. But, like, if we were, you know, have a situation and you say you love me, at the end of the day, you can't love somebody and then not know what they have going on. Like, you're going to know what's up. Like, simple as that, you're going to know. Yeah. And regardless, if he asked me what was going on, I would tell him. He knows. It's not a secret. I ain't somebody that's just out here talking to Joe and Blow.
Yeah. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Did y'all have an agreement in the beginning? Or was it a thing where y'all split up and then it's that we never talked about it, but I still mess with him type thing? Or was it you doing you, we broke up, I might be with so-and-so and what's the what, and you can do what's the what and so-and-so, but me and you, be cool like that?
Well, no. I mean, when I said I took some time and I, you know, let him know, hey, right now is not a good time for me. I know, you know, that we've been dating, but right now I'm trying to focus on my career. So, you know, I'll get at you when I'm done.
Was it an exclusive relationship when you guys were together for the 2 years?
it wasn't necessarily, I wouldn't say, when you say exclusive, that's basically, I've never seen, he's never brought nobody, he never told me he was talking to anyone. I've never seen nobody else that he was talking to. If I went to his house, I was never met with no one. I never got into it with anyone. I never go through phones. I've never seen nobody else.
Okay, so yeah, so basically pretty exclusive then, right?
Yeah, like, if it was somebody else, I don't know nothing about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we talked about that too. We talked about it on one of our previous shows. We were saying how, you know, Shooter should have been way more open and honest with what the situation was, and the fact that he said you took time off so your spot was taken. We were all blown by that.
Like,
what was your feelings when he said that? Because like we said, you were grinding. How dare you say my spot has been taken when I was trying to build a better me?
And on top of that, when you guys went to go meet up with him, he brought the girl with him. Look, what is that about? What is that about?
How did you compose yourself the little bit that you did?
So I actually wanted to speak to both of them because I wanted him to know about her being at my brother's house. So I wanted her to hear me say this so we can see what he had to say. So I was being a little messy. True.
It's all good.
Yep, it's all good. And then so yeah, he told me my spot was filled. My feelings was hurt or whatnot, but at the end of the day, I had to really regroup myself real fast, remind myself, girl, you is a boss. At the end of the day, you do this, you grind for yourself and my daughter, and I've done all of this on my own. I got this myself. I don't need no man to define me. I don't need no man to take care of me, uplift me. I don't need any of that. They come along the way, and as easy as they come, they go.
Amen. And you know what, Cheyenne, let's set the record straight right now. Since you know the last episode, Shooter kind of did say that he was not talking to Kiyomi anymore. So are you and Shooter kind of talking and chatting?
I am not going to answer that question.
Okay.
How are your mama doing? Okay. Your mama doing fine?
The only reason I'm not answering that question is because that is like future. You know, I can't talk
We have more things to see.
Unfold. Okay.
You good with your mama?
Yes. We are awesome.
And you sound just like her, by the way. Seriously. You sound just like her.
I gotta set the record straight. So that me and my brother have the same father. KK is just like a mom to me, which is that's my brother's mom. I actually have my own mother.
Okay.
It's like, you know, so when people say that we sound alike, which we probably do because we around each other all the time. And she loved me just like a daughter. And, you know, I love her just like my mom. But it's just funny to me when I hear people say, "Oh, you sound like KK," and I'm like, "I have my mom too."
Speaking of your brother, we know he kind of got tangled up in the mix too with Shooter and all of that. So, how are you two holding up? Or I guess, how did he walk you through that whole situation? Because he was kind of like your mediator through the whole thing. So, how did that go about?
Yes, he was. And it's so funny because I just want to let everybody know the world just like that's my ace. I love him to death. Like you would think that we've known each other our whole lives, like we were twins, like because we're inseparable. We talk to each other every day, all day. You know, like he knows my every move. I know his every move. You know, we talk about relationships. We talk about everything, you know, life lessons, goals, our future, you know, successful. Ideas that we have, you know, he just gives me a lot of advice going forward. I kind of always give him advice too on like business moves. But I really am grateful and thankful that he was there to kind of just be there for me. And you know, I know it's one thing that I kind of got mad at him and I was like kind of going off because I'm like, you know, I wanted you to do a little bit more. But then again, I got to think, you know, like that's my brother and I can't put him in the middle of my situation that I placed myself. At the end of the day, I did, you know, keep it from him. And that was my choice to do that until it was the right time. The only reason why I kept it away from him for so long is because me and my brother was actually getting to know each other. And I just didn't want that to kind of come in the middle of that. You know, I said, you know, I wanted to kind of get to know my family, bond with my family, you know, just understand everybody's personalities and everything before I decided to say, hey, well, you know, me and Shooter have this situation going on. I felt like it was the right time, which I was going to tell him, like, any day of that moment when I knew, okay, they are going to start a business together. You know, this does seem real serious. I'm going to go ahead and talk to him about it. So,
I have a question. Okay, so when he decided to be non-biased, did that bother you deeply?
About him, like, kind of be... No.
When he fell back? Like, he fell back when he... There was a moment where y'all had an issue. He was like, y'all got to deal with it because you didn't tell me about it. Just in case I had did that to my sister, or if I decide that I'm in a point where I'm in that kind of relationship, how do you feel coming from the sister perspective?
Okay, from a sister perspective, you know, you kind of had that moment in you, and you like, you my brother, I want you to do, you know, like, I want you to stand up for me. But in reality, I have common sense, and I kind of know the situation that my brother is in. And I also, I am a Virgo, so I think before I let situations occur. So in my mind, it's like, do I really want to put my brother in the middle of a situation where two men can be arguing? It can turn out into something bigger than it actually needs to be. My brother is on federal is on parole. Everybody in the world knows this. I don't want him on TV fighting in regards to me. And something happened, then it's on my behalf. That couldn't sit well with me, and so I wouldn't allow that. So that's why I didn't allow him to, you know.
That is like, so mature. Because I was fighting for you the whole episode.
We talked about it. I was like, why didn't I do more?
He should have been in Shooter face. Like, why didn't you do this to my sister? I was really upset. So when you put it this way, I guess y'all won. I gotta shut up.
Yeah, it's just like, yes. I was upset too, and I'm like, you know, I want you to do more. Like, to myself, I want more. But at the end of the day, like I said, I love my family, and I'm not gonna let nothing jeopardize that situation or put my brother back in a situation that we definitely don't need. So a man is not worth me putting my family in that predicament at all, ever. And again, I'm a boss. You shake it off, but let him understand.
That's real wifey energy.
I love your energy.
So, just over here saying you wifey.
Right. We're shooting shots on Zoom.
That's what I be saying on the show. Like, when I be saying, like, a woman should have these qualities, like, she's saying all of it. So I'm just like, y'all out there, just listen, you know.
Yes. So Cheyenne, since, you know, the season got cut short and things like that, like, how did you, I guess, see your character developing before this ended? Can you, like, were we going to see a little bit more of you, or can you not feel that, or?
I mean, y'all
going to
see a lot more of me.
Dang, we needed that. We needed to know more about Cheyenne.
Most definitely. I want the world to know who I am, my personality, my business. I'm a realtor, so I'm just trying to, I'm a host seminars and things like that in the future, because again, I want to empower women. I want everybody to be bosses, women especially. And I just want to make sure that people know that having, you know, property is like the most valuable thing to have. And if you don't have any property, you don't have anything. So that's one thing that I just try to get that out there to our Black community and to just everybody, just, you know, just make sure that you are investing your money into things that are important. So, you know, that's why I got into it, because, you know, I just want to help people with financial literacy and just teaching. That's my goal. And that's what I want to, you know, kind of market to the world and let everybody know what I have going on. That's my goal, is to market my brand. It's not to be on there fighting. It's not to be on there acting all crazy and stuff. But, you know, sometimes you got to kind of put people in their place, let people know you know, you're not here to play. But at the same time, you got to get that business done.
Right. And I think this is like our perfect platform to do that on. A lot of girls or women, you know, go on there. And, you know, we have Rashida with her Pressed and Carly Red with her business, her clothing line and her store. So a lot of women, you know, so we need to see you on Love & Hip Hop out here selling houses to people. That's what I want to see. I can't wait. Yeah. We need to see all the beautiful houses Atlanta has to offer.
Yes.
So with what you're, with your future and all of that, I know we're all kind of on a standstill. So how are you using this quarantine time? Are you using it to kind of refresh and just recenter? Or are you like some people who are just like, look, we got to keep going regardless of what's going on in the world right now?
Yes. Regardless of what's going on in the world right now, I'm just building my brand, making sure that when outside does open up, I have a lot of stuff to offer to everyone. And just giving them a little bit more of me and my personality. So, you know, you're going to see a lot more of me and things that I actually bring. I'm not a big social media person before. People didn't necessarily see me. I'm not like a picture taker every day. So I'm getting more into that. But most definitely.
That's, you're a black queen. It's all good. It's going to come in time, baby. Just keep doing what you're doing.
I don't have time to be on Instagram all day. I'm having stuff to do, okay?
It's a lot of work. It's really a lot of work. And you got
to be. Oh, you want to talk about a lot of work? Can y'all explain that whole thing with when homegirl took her wig off and you had the cap? And the cap, is it hot when that's on, when your wig's on?
I think he's talking about
light-skinned Keisha. She took the thing off, and the thing had the hot thing. And I was like, see, is it like a helmet?
I was wondering how that feels.
It's a stocking cap.
I know, but the beautiful hair underneath. And then does y'all keep it glued to the edges and it just be that all the time?
Well, it's not supposed to be on your edges. You bring it a little bit up further. So you don't put it directly there. And her hair was under it. She just had the cap on top. Jonathan, shout out to Jonathan. I follow him, Meg Thee Stallion's hairstylist or whatever. She was on the show today and he was getting ready to place the wig on it and just like,
do y'all keep that on there and just switch the hair? Is that something that rotates?
Yeah, you can do that. Like, so when they had it down, like the stocking cap, and it's all glued down the stocking cap, you can take one wig off and put another one on. You don't necessarily have to do that process over every time.
But the stocking cap has to stay there. That the thing.
That's not going to move. If it's put on correctly, it's not going to move.
And you don't have to do that.
You don't have to do that. They can take it off at night.
It's other ways you can do it. Some people glue down the stocking cap. Some people just braid their hair back, put a cap on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because
you don't have
sometimes
to
it be braids. Hers looked like she ain't had a braids underneath. She looked like she just had a hair.
Or they molded back. It's so Alfie, this is not the problem. You don't get paid 101
later. Brothers, I just helped you out. You probably got 15 to 20 questions answers, my G.
Oh my God. Anyway, Cheyenne, so you said it to your mom. How did you celebrate Mother's Day that just passed? And just if you'd like to spill a little bit about your daughter?
It's daughter.
Okay, daughter. Yeah.
So I sent my mom to the spa. I have a lot of ladies that's in my life. So, you know, I've gotten all my lovely women in my life, grandmother and everybody, flowers and different things like that sent to them because my family's back, you know, on the West Coast. So a lot of my family got flowers sent. My mom sent her to the spa, money, and we actually went and had a picnic in Piedmont Park with my sisters and my mom. And we just kind of just chilled out. We had a lot of different things there in our little picnic. And just chill. Like it was just a bonding moment for my mom, her daughters, and her grandbaby. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. We just kind of chilled. And I actually had a good time. And then after that, I had a prepared chef meal. So
yes, prepared chef. Y'all had a great Mother's Day.
Right.
So it sounds like quarantine is going well for you. You are enjoying your time, continuing to build your empire.
Nails are done and everything.
Listen, I had to put my little press on. I don't know.
Like, I just did mine. Okay, I just did mine.
So we gotta keep it together. Cheyenne, you are great. Your energy is amazing. I love the motivation that you've given and just all of the insight. Thank you for being open about your situation because I didn't know how it was going to go. You know, you don't want to just get into people's business, but you were very open, so we appreciate that. Do you guys have anything else to ask Cheyenne, or do you want to pitch anything that you have coming up that you want the world to know about?
Well, just make sure that you guys tune in to me. And all of the different things that I have coming up. I'm have a couple different webinars coming soon. Real estate. I am located in Atlanta, Georgia, so I do real estate in Georgia. So if anybody wants to purchase homes, rent, if you're looking to find out how to build your credit or things, you know, just ways to be able to prepare yourself if you're trying to invest your money. You know, contact me. I am the person to connect with.
Where can they find you?
What's your Instagram? What's your working with?
Okay, so you guys can find me at Instagram, Chey the Realtor, Chey the Realtor, or you can email me Cheyenne Robinson, LLC at gmail.com, or you can just DM me.
Boom.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining. And will there be a reunion? Can you tell us that? Or are we just kind of left out there right now?
Right now, it definitely should be a reunion.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, you ain't got to say nothing else.
Right.
Yes. Well, Cheyenne, thank you so much for taking time out to speak with us. I know it's late in Atlanta, so we truly appreciate you. And the viewers watching, again, we love you guys every week. And hopefully we'll be back soon, to cover the reunion. But before we sign out, where can we find all of you guys on social media? Starting with you, Alfie.
You know, Alfred, Nolan, Thomas, number two, IG, and that tweet top.
Where can we find you, Ebony?
You can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at EbonyChapman12.
And Elgin?
Yeah, you guys can find me on the Instagrams or the Twitter at Elgin_ball.
That boy balling now!
Yes!
Look at him go! Look at him go!
And you guys can find me on Instagram at Tyra Prude Official, on Twitter at Tyra Prude, and this was great! I had a good time chatting. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you enjoyed Cheyenne. And we will see you guys. Yes, thank you. And we'll see you guys when there's a reunion. So have a good night. Stay safe. Stay home. And we'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.